League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
To another episode of the CP Podcast. My name is CP. This is the podcast about CP. Shit CP likes, shit CP be want to talk about. And the views and opinions of the CP Podcast are all that of CP. Except for stuff that Maya says. Then, unless I agree with it, if I don't agree, I mean, you know, it's like, I'm riding with her, but like, you know, no, I'm just playing. Of course, my road dog, my sidekick, my partner, not even sidekick, is like, we're sidekicks. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was, you know what I'm saying? We're the three ninjas. And then, of course, you got the other one, Amir, the third ninja, and everybody was kung fu fighting. All black, durag black. The sun is out today. Amir don't even go outside.
I've been enjoying the rain.
Oh, you've been enjoying the rain. Jesus Christ, Amir. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, so how do you like that new Addams Family show?
I don't watch it.
Yeah, because you're like, man, they ain't going to do it no justice. That ain't how we be. That ain't how we really be. Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I got new sunglasses.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, people send me sunglasses, man, please. You know, I have very big eyes. And, you know, I would like them covered up. So that I don't scare children. Children just start crying when they look at me. I'll be like, calm down. They be looking at me like, I'm the nigga that came and took Uncle Charles, y'all, in the Bone video. That's how people be watching me walk up. They be like, is this it? Is this one of them niggas? Is this? Miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. You should have been gone. That's how people, anyway, whatever. When you got big eyes, people just stare at you coming like, is there a problem? Something on me? Why you looking at me like that, you know? But, yeah, man. I want to say rest in peace to my stepmom, man. She passed away last night. It's been my bonus second mom, you know, since I was like 9 years old, man. That's, you know, she went peaceful, had her family around the bed. You know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, life is. And, you know, she's going to be missed, man. Yeah.
I'm sorry, CP. That's
yeah,
rough.
Yeah, I know, right? It's rough, man. It's rough. But, you know, it's just like, man, like, where do you think we go when we die, man? Like, what has been proven? Like, what do people come back and say? People go be like, I was there for like 20 minutes. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what are their consistencies in those stories? Like, I wonder if people astrally project during the time of, you know, like, cause she was like in the hospice for like some days, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure with the medication, she was probably, you know, like you could take a trip on acid and do some crazy shit or, you know what I'm saying? They got the real pure consistent hit shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, them opiates in there and shit. I wonder, like, what do you think
this shit is? I watch a lot of near-death experience videos online. Mm-hmm. And the consistency seems to be you get sucked away from your body and taken to a place. A lot of Christians say they meet Jesus.
They be lying.
You think they're lying? Well, it could just be that's what they believe is going to happen, so that's what happens.
Yeah, or it could be that they be lying.
And there seems to be a life review pretty consistently in these near-death experience videos.
The life review is lit. I believe that. But here's what I think. I think that as your brain begins to take over as the main function, as your body shuts down, you know, like your brain gets stronger and stronger in those last seconds, minutes, whatever, and it can do things, take you places into your memory, like almost like in a thicker than a dream state. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot more detailed, a lot more intentional, because you know, your brain is so, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like when you can't smell, you can hear really good. And when you can't see, you can hear really good, or you can feel very sensitive to, it's like just senses. I think that one thing people don't take into account is how chemicals get released into the brain for different reasons at different times. Like, you know, like chickens release a chemical if you don't kill them right that could poison the meat.
I didn't know that.
Really?
I don't kill many chickens.
Oh, man. Well, we always kill a chicken. next time I see a chicken, I'm going to fuck a chicken up. You know what I'm saying? You know, no, I'm just bullshitting. But no, but I just, that's what I heard. Like, look it up real quick.
Can chickens poison the meat?
Not poison the meat, but there's something that can happen. Maybe I'm not saying it right. I don't want to be like, you know, agriculturists be like, ain't no goddamn poison to meat. But I know there are some animals that, you know.
I don't know. I'm not finding.
Hey, first of all, Mr. Rosa, I ain't late. Nigga, how you know what time I'm supposed to be here? Go ahead.
I'm not finding anything about killing the chickens wrong. I get your point, though.
No, find it. Like, there has to be, like, something. I'm about to look it up, too.
Somebody said it's a cow.
Is that a cow?
No, I mean, it could be a cow, too. But
I'm pretty sure if you go about handling something incorrectly, there's definitely, like, repercussions for that. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Because it's supposed to, so they don't seize up, right? So the meat is more tender?
Very, that, yeah, I would say that for sure. And there could be some other stuff.
Yeah, I don't see nothing either, but I have, I don't know about poison the meat then, but it's like, there's something to it, like, it can become, like, toxic, and you know what I'm saying? I gotta look it up again, like.
I definitely know I've eaten a cow or an oxen that was slaughtered wrong, and that meat was still good. It was tough, but it could have been tough from just the, where we were, and didn't it wasn't like an American fat cow. It was another kind of cow. Mm-hmm. But that was definitely slaughtered wrong. It wasn't poison.
Right. Well, I'm not seeing it. But if anybody knows anything about that, let me know, because
yeah, if anyone could tell us in the comments how the best way to butcher.
Yeah. Yep. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's like this, you know, it's just a certain. From what I understand, would you agree that it's a certain like level of hormones associated with death? Is it? What do you think? Is it hormones? What is it, like brain signals? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. What if a person dies suddenly? I mean, they're going to have a different experience. And then, you know, people would say that DMT is what the brain releases to get you to the other side or get you a peaceful transition. But then that doesn't make sense because if a person dies like that, like super suddenly, there's no real time for that to happen. So that's why I think that some of these near-death experiences, there's got to be something to them. I when I say I don't know, I really don't know.
So near death, maybe it has to be a thing of, because in order for you to understand what is impending, like death could have happened, that's a conscious thought.
So the near death experience, there's a channel on YouTube, I brought it up before, but they just have people, and sometimes they just say, I was looking at my body. Like they didn't know what happened. This one girl, she had hit her head, and then all of a sudden she was looking at her body. And then she got sucked into this hole by the earth, and she didn't care. The consistency is like they don't really care about their body. They're not really trying to go back to their body. Most of them go to a nice place. Some of them go to a darker place. And then, I mean, but who knows? You know what I mean? It's like the alien people who are abducted by aliens, they could be basing their abduction on something they've heard from other people at this point. So the more we say life review, the more we say standing by the body, the more it gets into people's heads so that that's what happens to them. And it could just be all self-fulfilling. And it could be what really happens. I'm not saying it's not what really happens, but it could be because we project it to happen that that's why it happens.
Yeah. Subconscious thought, almost like a dream.
Yeah, we
because
don't know
that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a dream.
It sounds like a dream that you
in your
that,
body
that,
can.
Yeah, but then you can recall it. Like, you know, some dreams we forget.
But your brain dreams when your body is able to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Like your body literally has to like be dead to let your brain take over the perceptions as a dream.
Yeah, like if somebody's in a coma, they say it just felt like a long dream.
Yeah. Man, so, that'd probably be the best dream ever. Think about a dream that you kind of don't wake up from, but you're not dead, but you get a chance to just finish all your dreams. Think about it like you about to have sex with a girl in your dream, but usually you'll wake up, but instead y'all have a whole relationship, and she pissed you off sometimes, and then, and then you wake up and she wasn't even real. You like, cool.
This is crazy thing that people be in comas for years. So I'm just like, dog, was it just one long-ass dream? Like, what?
When did you figure out
how, and how much can you remember?
But
when, of that.
Do you figure out it's a dream and start having fun?
And that's lucid dreaming. Even most people, when they go to bed at night, they can't tell if they're in a dream. But lucid dreaming, you can, and you can work with it. It's supposed to be something you can train. If anyone's interested, this YouTube page has like hundreds of near-death experiences. We can't play because obviously it's copyright. But these people go and they give their testimony. And the problem is you don't know how many of these people just want attention. They're trying to sell their book.
But the message seems to be consistent across the board that this experience is just pales in comparison to what our complete overall experience is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen things and felt things that make me believe personally that there's something.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of these. I don't know how many of them are correct or not, but I believe there's something.
About to drink one of these Christmas edition Sprites.
Zero sugar.
Shout out to BT. BT Kingsley sent us a whole case of these. He didn't.
What's the difference? Is it like a flavor or
cranberry?
Oh, Sprite cranberry.
It has cranberry in it. I'm glad that don't nobody come looking for Sprite. With all the dirty Sprite talk, I'm glad they leave Sprite alone. Sprite, like, look, man. Yes, we're delicious, we're lean. You know what I'm saying? That's not our concern. I'm glad they don't just, you know, they leave Sprite alone, man. For the real niggas who just fuck with a little bit of Sprite. Out the can or out of Taco Bell. This is, mwah. Or McDonald's.
So, yeah, check that out. Do you want to hear something really interesting? I was telling Amir.
Tell me.
Google Translate got hacked. So Okay. I'm going on Google Translate right now. Mm-hmm. You remember that Balenciaga story earlier mm-hmm. in the week? Mm-hmm. That they're, let me pull up this. Balenciaga got in trouble for having completely inappropriate ads. And they've always been creepy. They've always, like, this is a runway show that they did before. And it's just like, why do I want to buy these clothes? This is just their regular Balenciaga being Balenciaga.
Yeah, that shit look whack as hell. And look how they walking. You know what they remind me of? How I want to beat their ass. I just want to run out there and be like, crunch, crunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, they walking too tough. Like, imagine somebody walking towards you like that. I ain't even gonna ask no questions. I'm blowing your shit out, bitch. Why you walking to me like that?
Well, you slip on mud. That just looks dirty to me.
Bink, bink, bink.
At this point, they're like daring you. And then, so they got in trouble because they did this campaign. I'm just filling people in who aren't, aware. They did this campaign.
What's this, spooky little boy? What are you doing?
Well, the little girl's there with a bondage teddy bear.
Oh, wow.
So they got in trouble for being like, are you guys doing pedo stuff? Like, why are you doing pedo stuff? And so they apologized. They said it wasn't their fault. They blamed the production company and all these people. But then somebody found a piece of paper in one of their shoots. And this is another one, which is like, what are you doing? Because this, anytime you see a fashion ad, you can tell it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why is there wine for children? Why is this pointed where this is pointed? Okay, it's weird. We got to be real honest that's weird. And then one other thing, and I'm not saying this isn't creepy.
It's another bondage animal back there.
Yeah, there is another bondage animal here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
freak shit.
So they blamed the production company. But here is something that's strange. And this is in one of their, a different ad for them, for a bag. And this particular court case, someone actually blew it up. And it is the court case that allows people who look older, who are older, but appear to be children, it okays that kind of pornography. So it's like, well, why is this in a Balenciaga ad? Like, who printed this out and put it under the bag? It's just, you have to ask, like, why are you doing this?
Because everything means something. That's deep.
So that's the first part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first part. And now it goes online and...
And these niggas Kanye taking up for, huh? This Nazi ass.
I can't even think about that. Anyway, so someone had put this online, where is it? From Google Translate, that if you put ball, space, it says that ball is the king in Latin. That's what it says. But this is from Google Translate, the app. This is from the app Google Translate. This is not what this is in Latin. Someone hacks the Google Translate app to make it appear as though this satanic conspiracy is actually happening.
Mm.
But they hack the app. Let me find another one.
Yeah, say some more shit, because you know what I'm saying? I'm not, I mean, I hear you, but it's like, because trust me, I hear you, but it's not really hitting me like I wanted to, like you like, you're not going to believe this. And then it's like, it just hit me a little bit. Like,
So two things you have to keep in mind. Balenciaga is creepy as hell.
Off top. Oh, yeah, no, Balenciaga fucked up. Fuck them. And the paper that they got in their thing. Fuck them. All of that crazy. But the hacked. They hacked Google Translate just to say that when you type in Balenciaga, it says ball is king?
Yeah. So I'm on Google Translate right now. So ball, they're making it. So Balenciaga basically is a name. It's a proper name, and that's why it's named after the guy who started the company. So the conspiracy theorists online are now sharing these photographs from actual Google Translate. It's not something they made up to make to further their conspiracy theory. This is on Google Translate. So this and Balenciaga. Do what you want. That's not Latin. We're on Google Translate right now. Like, this isn't from my phone. They hacked into Google Translate and made it look like this.
So what happened if you type it all in one word?
Balenciaga. But then people play and they say, well, if I do this and I do this and I do this, now I have do what you want, do what you want, which is what this is, the Satanist motto. This is Aleister Crowley's motto. So another party hacked into Google to do this. This is not the Latin.
But why would you not want to do what you want?
Which, that's fine. You can do it. Because that's the juxtaposition between God and the devil. And when you start supporting the ego, which is the self, which is man, then you're supporting the devil because it's pride and so forth and so on.
So you can't do what you want to do because God don't want you to do what you want to do?
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of why the eating from the forbidden tree, eating the apple, was a problem.
But why would you want to eat from the forbidden tree?
Because you want to do what you want. Which...
No. God said all this fruit is good. Fruit from that tree, you eat that fruit from that tree, I'm going to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. So there are people who want to fuck around, but those are coincidentally the people who also want to find out. Like, you can do what you want to do, but there's always a consequence. You cannot do what you want to do, and there's definitely going to be a consequence. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on team human. I'm out here for civilization, so...
What does that mean?
That we have to do what we want.
Right.
So I'm pro that. Like, all of our society is based around that.
Right. So you're pro Balenciaga.
No. This is not what Balenciaga says.
What somebody are you saying then, Kanye? Because it sounds like...
Somebody hacked Google. Somebody hacked Google to support this conspiracy theory.
And they said the shit that we like.
They're making it seem as though... And maybe there is a conspiracy with Balenciaga. I said they were creepy.
I thought God said you could do what you want and you still can go to heaven.
I don't know. Every church is different.
What?
Churches say different things. There's a lot of different churches say different things. I'm not even here to say that. All I know is that's not the Latin translation. That's not anything. They hacked Google.
So then why don't you do this then? Erase the Latin part, type in do what you want, and see what that says in Latin.
Oh, so swap around, do what you want.
Bam.
Faxicus S. Yes, make, yeah. That makes sense.
Duh.
But okay, so now we swap it again. Yeah, now we swap it. But the point is somebody hacked it.
That's do as you will.
Do as you will. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Go back. Say, do what you want. Type in do what you want.
It's going to give you the thing that's closest to it because the way we speak is not going to translate directly.
Yeah, Latin is different.
God damn, this is 100% calorie. This is just unsalted walnuts and almonds. God damn, that shit tastes like... Earth.
Anyway, that's a mess. And yeah, Kanye is tweeting in defense of these people. It's just a mess. This whole thing is a mess.
Yeah, they probably his only friends. Dude, that's right nasty too. God damn, everything is fucking disgusting. Sprite fucking is terrible. Get your shit together, Sprite.
You were just so happy about your Sprite.
I was just happy about that shit, but I'm not going to cap to the people. Hey, man. God damn, Sprite, what's wrong with y'all? Who asked for that? Cranberry Sprite? Cranberry?
Cranberry's good.
Cranberry?
Cranberry Sprite.
I love cranberry juice, but in Sprite? Nah, man. Somebody gotta die for that. Sprite, hit me up. Somebody got to get killed. Y'all owe me. Y'all owe me somebody. Bring me their head.
Go get BT. Like BT.
No, nah, BT don't count. BT just got that for a check. I'm just playing Sprite. Don't kill nobody. But I need somebody slapped. And I need to see it, or else you lost a customer. Think about that. I want them slapped. You said, somebody said it tastes like magnets. This shit just, man, it's something in my mustache. I want it out. I usually drink that little mustache sip. I want that shit out of there. Anyway, what else are you talking about today, Maya?
Well, this is interesting. Remember last week we talked about Graham Hancock's ancient apocalypse theory?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we did. We talked about how he made this whole series for Netflix talking about how there was a advanced people here before us. By the week before. People are coming at him. It says most dangerous show on Netflix.
What is Ancient Apocalypse?
Yeah, we talked about all those underground cities. Remember we were talking about the underground cities that look like ant hills?
Right.
Yeah.
And so what did he say about it? He said we should not be watching it because it's going to scare us?
He says that we need to look into these theories that there was a civilization here before our civilization. Other people, this article is in The Guardian, is saying that this is dangerous conspiracy and shouldn't be allowed.
Why is any conspiracy considered dangerous? Like, prove it's wrong or don't.
Well, what we were just talking about are hoaxers that are trying to make a conspiracy theory happen. But this is different because this is him just presenting evidence.
Right.
And you can go along with it or you don't go along with it. But they really have a problem with it in The Guardian.
Hmm.
Preposterous theory. It seems
See, here's
solely...
the thing. Anything that meets strong opposition pertaining to opinion is going to... 9 times out of 10 turn out to be closer to fact than we like to think. It's like, who gives a fuck if it's not true? But if it's true, then like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, because they could just have kids, prove them wrong. Go to school, get your degree in archaeology, geology, whatever. Do the studies, and if you prove them wrong, you prove them wrong. So what is this going to do except get more people interested in the topic?
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, they would do better to ignore anything that's bullshit than to try to shoot it down.
I don't know why they're going through all this effort to shoot it down. Cause he's talking about these people are Hancock's bread and butter, the free thinkers who, through some bizarre quirk of nature, are often more perennially outraged than anyone else on Earth. So it's kind of talking down to quote-unquote conspiracy theorists. But this is just interesting.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
What my mind goes to?
Yeah.
The United States or the United Union or the powers that be have come to an agreement with these underground people that they are to be left the fuck alone. Their world, their civilization, everything is to be kept a secret. We will keep looking in the sky for the aliens and we won't look down right under our feet. And when this dude starts to awaken people to ask questions about what's going on underneath us, well, that's putting the treaty at risk. These people are probably a lot more advanced, a lot smarter, a lot stronger without sunlight probably, who knows, than we are. And you know, it speaks to hollow earth theory. It speaks to a lot of different theories that are all tied together with conspiracies that they've been covering up with bullshit answers for what stuff is.
Yeah.
But when you really think about it, it's like stuff like this that they're trying to thwart us from is a nervous. You ever ask somebody like, did you steal my thing? And then they say no. And then they look to a spot where it is. And you're like, oh, there it is over there. Because they just couldn't help but look to it. It's like, that's what it's like. It's like, you know, this is just the first reaction. It's not even the best reaction. It could literally be some shit under us, and it's been under us. And it could be way more advanced than we think.
It's a possibility that it could be there for a long time. We don't know. We have to look into it. And these guys aren't going to know anymore, because this is just some guy writing for The Guardian. Like, he's just a guy. And if it weren't him, it would be somebody else. I don't think he's privy to any information. I think because Graham Hancock is associated with Joe Rogan, and so they hate Joe Rogan because of what he said about various things, including COVID. So they label conspiracy theorists, but I mean, the Younger Dryas apocalypse, it seems like that happened. There's more evidence to say that happened. So shouldn't we at least be getting ready for it if it happens again?
Mm-mm. Nope, it's not going to happen again like the same way it happened before.
Giant asteroid? Asteroid?
We're fucked anyway.
Not if NASA can get something up into space in time. We might be able to pull it out of this one. Right, if we can work together.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I don't believe in, you know, science is getting dumber. I think the liquor getting stronger, the weed getting stronger. The scientists are like, dude, what if we put a pizza inside of another pizza, sell it to Pizza Hut, call it the Pizza Stuff Pizza? That's all they're doing. It's bullshit like that. Scientists running around making TikToks, putting Mentos in Cokes.
Was it Bob Lazar? Was that the guy? Do you remember he came out and he said that he was working all these secret government things, super, super secret. And he said that these alien spacecrafts, these unidentified flying objects that he was tasked to work on, and he claims that they didn't actually come from a different planet, that they had been found underground.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if this guy's for real or what. We just know he came out.
Why would these people lie, though? And if they, I mean, it's like, bro, if it's possible, then it's worth. Man, I just, this world is weird how they just don't want nobody to have no opinion about anything, be right about anything or none of that.
I'm for, like, a lot of these conspiracy theories, there's truth to them. But then you get hoaxers and you get trolls and you get people come in and, you know, bad actors will come and muddy the water. So mm-hmm. It's really hard to ask the questions that need to be asked. Should study this like it's science and just leave all emotions out of it, especially a theory about like geology and paleontology and archaeology. Just like, what does the science say?
Right. My bad. I'm watching this girl get attacked by a seal on a beach. It's beautiful. White people whiting. Not all white people though. All of them except Tony.
No, Tony's like in the other room. You can go hang out with him if you want.
No, I'm just saying. All the white people except Tony. You know what I'm saying?
And Cameron.
And Cam. Yeah. And who else in your family?
My sister.
Your sister? Yeah, your sister's white? Yeah. We have like a select group of like, let's say 40 whites. Let's just say 40 whites just to give us a good. No, I'm joking. It's
not, my cousin is half Lebanese and she used to be considered white. But then they took it away. So now she's a mix of something else.
Man, half Lebanese and half black?
No, it's my cousin from my mom's side. So she's half white, half Lebanese.
Half white, half Lebanese. You got a picture of her? Let me see that picture.
No, I'm not showing you a picture of my cousin.
I'm married. I just want to see the picture.
No.
I know some half Lebanese people. It's just like a crazy combination. Like, dang.
It's just you can't. They change up the classifications on races every once in a while. And then then people fall in line with the census.
So she looked fucked up? Is that what it is?
No, she's very beautiful.
Oh,
girl.
God.
She just got married a few years ago.
It's okay, so bring up her marriage pictures
then. Mm-mm. We're going to change the topic.
Oh, man. You had like somebody going to steal her
from her husband.
Her husband going to be like, you put her on that podcast, and now there are dudes everywhere. Lebanese dude. It's Lebanese dudes. That's crazy. All right. All right, man. So what's up? What else? What's the next topic?
Okay. Do you want to talk about the shit show that was the Alex Jones interview with Kanye West? Or do you want to move on completely?
It's like, man, I know Kanye said he was a Nazi. That's crazy. You know, you can't take up for him no more, man. He's got to be like, well, that's wild. And I was, you know, I was one of the realest Kanye supporters. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I ain't throwing him away, but it's like, I'm done answering questions about what he says and why he says it. Is I can't justify anything that any other man says. So it's like, you know, I could be a fan of Barack, but if Barack does something I don't like, That doesn't have to be my responsibility because I'm a fan. I'm a fan of what I'm a fan of. I'm not a fan of somebody's wild-ass opinions, and I got to ride with them through all of that just because I call myself a fan of the art. It doesn't go like that.
If you like the album, you like the album. It doesn't have to go past that.
I mean, sonically and musically and, you know, just arrange-wise, he probably did some genius shit, and I fucked with that. But it's like I can't be responsible for somebody else's rants and raves because I call myself a fan of something that they've done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, it's just I separate the two. It's like, that's what's up. I don't know what to say, but, you know, and that's my take on it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I at least got enough respect for him to know that it's none of my business what the nigga goes through. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, hey, I'm not the CP that was fucking your wife. You know what I'm saying? I guess it was another CP, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Them damn CPs.
I don't know. Yeah, I saw that. He was kind of going unhinged. A few things to point out that, and I'm not saying there's a through line here. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm just pointing it out. That when he came out with his White Lives Matter shirt with Candace Owens, he also agreed to buy Parler. Now, he agreed to buy Parler, which is owned by her husband is the CEO of Parler. So.
That's her husband right there?
Yeah.
Oh, they both got a little mouth. She got a big mouth, a little face. He got a real little face. That's what's up.
Anyway, so that would have made her a good deal of money.
They probably be at the cross the dinner table
what
talking to each other.
What the hell is wrong with this dude in the back?
Paper towel rolls. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that smile is kind of strange to me.
Yeah, he's got a smelt lip. That's what I call it. A smelt. He's got a smelt lip. Guys, come on, guys. It's not funny anymore, guys. Guys, come on. Give me my football back. Give me my football back. Guys, give me my football back. You guys aren't going to believe what I saw down there at Cretans. His mom's making burgers. His mom's making pizza rolls and casserole and lemonade.
This poor dude.
Yeah, no.
He's not even involved. These are the ones messing up right there.
Know, he a part of it.
He don't have no top lip. He'd be like, guys, is it dry in here? Is it getting a little dry in here?
Anyway, so I don't know what happened. Kanye got away from his handlers, got into her hands.
He he sit there and fuck a bag of marshmallows up. Like, he's like, Gregory, you sat there and ate all them marshmallows? I'm so sorry, Miss Creighton. My dad likes Frisbees. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. And then, so she would have made money off this deal.
I ain't gonna lie. Hold on, before you say that. Him against a corner on the cob. What? In a death match? In this corner, we have a big-ass corner on the cob. In this other corner, we have Gregory without the top lip. Gregory without the top lip is undefeated. Last month, he fought that salad and fucked it up. A couple months ago, what he did to that apple... People are looking forward to this corn on the cob battle because, you know, corn on the cob is pretty tough. It gets caught in your teeth and your lips. This is going to be a battle to the end.
You just made an enemy. You don't even know who that guy is, probably. Who is this? I don't even know who this dude is.
Who, honestly. Flounder? That's what I'm going to call him. You talking about Flounder? Hi, Flounder. That nigga look like under a starfish. Hey, Flounder. Anyway.
So he got out of Candace Owens' hands with his foolishness and got into Milo Yiannopoulos' hands.
Kanye didn't like his fucking corn on the cob up, too.
And this dude called Nick Fuentes. And now they are just using him.
Kanye make America great hat again look so old. Like he just pulled that bitch out like time to stir the pot. Man, I can't believe that's the same Kanye, bro. It's like, was Kanye an industry plant? You ever think about that? Like, what if Kanye was the first industry plant?
What do you mean by that? I didn't think about that.
Okay, so you know, are you aware of the quote unquote industry plants, right?
Yeah, like someone from the CIA got put in there to as a psyops?
As a psyops, or just, you know what I'm saying, to basically infiltrate, like, start thinking about it like this. The nigga has perfect music, right? He kinda drives his upbringing home a lot, but he kind of came from nowhere. Chicago, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. He could have been in, like, he's always known what he was going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at him and you look at, like, somebody like Trump, it's like sometimes niggas be acting like they got the cliff notes on how this shit's supposed to go and what's going on. Like, I'm going to throw another name out at you. Tekashi.
Oh, Tekashi. He was interesting.
He was an industry plant, in my opinion.
You think so?
I mean, well-protected.
Yeah, he was.
Came in to stir the pot, bring up some crimes, get niggas to come out and act out of character. If you ran up on him with a gun, bam, they got you with the gun case because, you know, you're not about to bust through the wall of police that he's around. Like, nice. Yeah. Like, you know, the quote-unquote sent them to prison, quote-unquote. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Like, I'm not saying this doesn't happen. So you're saying the CIA makes these people?
I'm saying that, yeah. In order to understand what's going on inside of these organizations and around these studios and shit, yeah, I think so.
Because I'm aware that the military will let Hollywood, like, use their aircraft and okay the scripts to kind of, like, encourage people to join or go along with the military. But the idea that there are whole agents, like, this guy's getting paid by intelligence, that's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, that's what I think. I could be wrong, but shit, that's just what it feels like when you really think about it.
So is Kanye getting paid to go down? Because it seems as though everybody hates Kanye now.
That's true. But not everybody hate him, though. Everybody hated the nigga, he wouldn't be doing interviews. They didn't give R. Kelly a ton of interviews. That nigga did that one gay old boy and sat his ass down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like this nigga's getting a lot of distract the world time.
Well, Alex Jones put him on. He had walked off the Tim Pool show the day before. We were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
He walked off because Tim Pool questioned him about what he said about Jewish people, and he just got up and left. With Milo and Nick Fuentes. This Nick Fuentes kid, he seems to be the problem. One of the major problems. I watched him on the Alex Jones interview with Kanye, and he was doing most of the talking. And then Kanye would chime in with some, like, crazy stuff. But it was Nick Fuentes who was really using this as an opportunity to put himself forward. And he was really creepy what he was saying.
Mm.
Trying to be like, this is a Christian thing. If you like Jesus, then you have to love this campaign, and we need to make this country a Christian country again. It just seemed like they were being really deceptive about it and trying to weaponize Christianity.
Mm.
Kanye took out the Bible, started reading from it, and I don't know, it just made me kind of...
Bible, you know, they need to update the Bible because they need to talk about... They need some damn Twitter scriptures, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need, like, you know, we don't know what to do with strippers or none of that. These, you know, they need a new chapter. Like, look, so, all right, this is, you know what I'm saying? Because this new generation, like, man, what the fuck is this Bible talking about? You know what I'm saying? At least we grew up, you know, still biblical a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We was, you know what I'm saying? You know, these new kids is like, man, please, this old-ass book, we're going to have to jazz it up. The New Testament going to have to be lit. It takes place in Vegas.
Here, an AI actually wrote this Bible verse. Let me put it on the screen. This is an AI Bible verse. It says, write a biblical verse in the style of King James Bible explaining how to remove a peanut butter sandwich from the VCR. An AI wrote this.
And it came to pass that a man was troubled by a peanut butter sandwich, for it had been placed within his VCR, and he knew not how to remove it. And he cried out to the Lord, saying, O Lord, how can I remove this sandwich from my VCR? For it is stuck fast and will not budge. And the Lord spoke unto him, saying, fear not, my child, For I shall guide thy hand to show the way. Take thy butter knife and carefully insert it between the sandwich and the VCR. Then gently pry them apart, and with patience and perseverance, the sandwich shall be removed and the VCR shall be saved. And the man did as the Lord commanded. And to the behold, the sandwich was removed from the VCR and the man was saved. The Lord said, verily I say unto thee, seek not to put thy peanut butter sandwich into my VCR, for it is not suitable a place for such things. Rather, keep thy sandwich in thy refrigerator or thy plate, where they belong. And the man heeded the Lord's words. And from that day forth, he kept his sandwiches in proper place and was saved from the trouble and woe. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. I think that what the Lord is trying to say here.
What is trying to say?
Putting things where they belong. Amen. Can further the suitability. Amen. Of said things. Keeping baggage. Keeping things where they not where they should not be. Oh.
You sound like that guy on, like, what is it, 99.9, the Christian, the preaching channel on the radio?
Mm-hmm. Shit, niggas that come to my church. Somebody, D-Law said, walk it down now. See, because our God, amen, has supplied us, amen, with a place for everything. Didn't get hit. What they say, amen, digging, what they say, time and place for everything, amen. See, in this scripture, the peanut butter sandwich is in the VCR. Amen. What the hell is the peanut butter sandwich doing in the VCR? Okay. All right, now, when you want to watch a tape, you can't even watch a tape. When you want to eat, you cannot eat. So one thing is in the wrong place at one time, but yet it is conflicting two separate things. Amen? Your entertainment and your appetite. Oh, Shonda got a Honda from Rhonda. Somebody better say it. Shonda got a Honda from Rhonda. And then my praise dancers will come out and start jitting. And I'll be like, amen, amen, amen. The choir will now sing, amen, Rocco. Amen, this morning. And then the choir come on like, this morning I woke up feeling like my, what you do? I jumped up and put on my Gucci. People are in my hat, got my bag, and my strap. Then I start rolling. You know about what? About Jackson Kurtzman. Only thing on my mind is get the, what's on your mind? Man, my church would be hype as hell. Then, every third Sunday, the twerkers come out because, oh, Shonda got a Honda from Rhonda. So, yeah, I think y'all understand.
I understand. Woo,
we had to get real on them. We had to. We had to go there. We had to go there. Hey, man. Woo. Man. Oh, man.
I'm gonna close this, but that deal went through, and Candace Owens didn't,
man,
get her money.
Kanye look like corn dogs, corn on the cobs, lollipops. He's crunching everything. You understand me? That nigga got some big ass picket teeth. He got that picket fence smile. Well, you know, Kanye wrote, she's like, well, fam, I'm a billionaire. That nigga, that's all he'll say is he's richer than you.
That doesn't mean anything. Yeah, really, right. Family means a lot. he doesn't have family to help him right now. That's sad.
I know. I ain't gonna lie, man. Kim Kardashian looks like she probably got that kind of pussy. Make a nigga go crazy a little bit when he get took off the supply. He should have played it cool, man. Could have been cool with her if she his baby mama, you know. She get bored. She the kind of shit you ain't gonna be with her for a couple years. You gotta get your little years in and just gone.
They have four kids.
Four kids. I mean, he fucked at least four times.
That's good. Four kids. Yeah. That's most you can ask for. Most people don't have that
you
many.
Hit four times. Or two of them twins.
No.
Oh, yeah. Four times. Bang, 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 bang.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? Everybody likes who they like. He said he picked her because he liked her pictures, which I thought is a silly way to pick a spouse.
I mean, based on looks, right?
Mm-hmm. Photogenicness.
Is that based on looks?
That's not how you pick a spouse.
It's not how you pick a spouse.
You didn't pick your wife based on looks. It's more to her.
She's of course not. But it's like...
That's first.
Right. But women don't really even pick a spouse. Like they get picked as the spouse.
Is that surprising?
Amir?
Huh?
You agree with him, Amir?
No, I'm saying looks is first.
It's
I'm sorry.
There.
I'm
there. It's up there, but it's not first.
For me, it's first. It's the first thing. I understand the thing of being like, you know, personality. I'm not saying other things don't matter. I'm just saying if I don't find you attractive, looking at you first, I'm not going
to
date you.
But you don't have to marry someone just because they're attractive. Even if they're very, very attractive, you don't marry that person.
So this was a question that came up in this game that we played last week. So it was like, would you rather marry somebody, would you rather be stuck married with somebody that's very attractive but lacking in personality, or somebody that's very, that has a great personality but is unattractive? Like, you're not attracted to them.
Even their body? Because they can work out and get better.
No, you're not attracted to them. Like, nope. You don't like the way they look.
Their bone structure is terrible. They look weird and nasty and ugly.
Okay, well, I would never have dated them in the first place.
Oh, well, there it is.
I wouldn't have dated them in the first place.
That's what the man just
that's
said.
What I'm looks, they
yeah, matter. but that just gets you a first, second date. If they're an airhead,
I mean, the personality.
The first, second date is essential for any date to be a date.
I'm saying the personality is what's going to keep you there.
Hey,
I know
man.
That. It keeps you there, but Jesus looks Christ. Do matter. That's what I'm saying. Looks is first. It's first. It's the first thing you care about. If I don't find you attractive off the jump, why the hell would I care about your personality?
And I get that. The same thing, I found my husband attractive.
No. That I don't agree with. Because let's say you're in a situation where you work with them, and off the top, you ain't never met no girl who, and you ain't got a date or no shit like that, but when you first meet, you're like, God damn, you're ugly than the motherfucker. Then, as time goes on, you like, damn, you really sweet. Like, you like a really, really good lady, not saying you, but you just be like, oh, I see a different side of you other than your beauty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never experienced that.
No.
Wow.
I'm not going to numb me down or rub me down with it or whatever. That's cool. We can be cool. We can be friends. But I'm not going to date you if you're not cute to me.
I'm but somebody like, said that just because of proximity. Most people get married because of proximity. Now, that is a fact.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, you marry pretty much, unless you travel the world, you're going to marry somebody in a 5-mile radius of where you be at, and that's what it is.
That's what you can, has made it seem like people are more accessible to stuff.
It depends. If you move to a different city, then that's different. Then you can kind of meet someone who's maybe from Atlanta, and you're from Chicago, so then it's still proximity of the 5 miles you're at right now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's still going to be proximity, but I'm saying the internet kind of made it seem like people had access to folks like, this is what I'm dealing with, or these are the people that I can supposedly get, and that's not how it
works. No, because you gotta be nearby.
But I'm standing on my hill that
looks I think, first. No, I think
I'm,
you're
and I'm,
right.
That's not, I'm not disregarding the personality, but initially, looks first, and then the personality is what will keep me around. Somebody being cute and their personality is garbage, then I'm not interested. I've definitely talk to girls and they'd be boring or whatever the case may be. And I'm sure women could say the same thing. It was like, a dude could look good, but he's just stupid, or whatever the case may be. That happens. And that's perfectly fine. Some people stick around for the looks, but I feel like a lot of people might stick around because of the personality too. When it's like, I feel like that's settling to me. Personally, I feel like that's settling because there's somebody out there that's going to give you both. I'm on that. I 100% agree. There's somebody out there that's going to get you both. They can be cute and they have a great personality and y'all match. That's how I 100% believe that.
I mean, it depends on the personality. And also, I don't know if it's like this for guys versus girls, but sometimes guys don't photograph well. I've noticed this a lot. They don't photograph well. And so their pictures, they're like, oh, this person's not cute. But you see them in real life and they're much cuter in real life than on their pictures.
Yep, I've had that happen to me.
Because what matters in a guy is like, okay, how does he carry himself? What's his posture? How broad are his shoulders? You know, does he look like he eats well and works out? But you can't tell a lot of that stuff in a picture. A lot of times girls will look at pictures and just be like.
Yeah, some people just not photogenic. And that's fair.
They're not photogenic.
That's perfectly fine.
Right, so I think pictures, the thing about the Kanye thing pictures is. Pictures don't get the.
Yeah, the just you don't. It's hard. You can make a perception, but that's not going to be the same until you see somebody in person. I agree.
Yeah. Because,
you know, some people would be like, oh, in your pictures, they'd be like, that's like a 6 or something. And you see him in person, it's like, oh, never mind. He's wrong. It just happens. It happens.
Some people are more photogenic than they are beautiful. You see him in person, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people are just photogenic and they're not attractive.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not at all.
But and some people are very attractive and not photogenic for whatever reason.
It happens. Right. They ain't found their angles yet.
Why we keep saying the same shit? Y'all, you're confusing me. All right, man.
But he said he got with her. Come on, we know Kanye be thinking like in that regard. Like it's, you know, it's really based on his image. That's what he care about.
His image?
Yes.
He doesn't care about. If he had married someone who was like ride or die, but not in the spotlight, I feel that that person could be holding him back right now. Like, or keeping him from doing
the silly
stuff. That person
would be getting tortured.
Yeah, because the thing is like, if you look at all the relationships that Kanye's been in, he's been the villain.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single one of them, he's been the guy that's been off the rails.
So the best that you could do is have your own shit to stand on so that, you know, you're not looking at him, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody who can't be controlled. You feel me? Like, Kim K is not black. So it's like, some of the things he was doing, it don't matter to her. Mm-hmm. It's not as hurtful to her as it would be to a black woman.
What did he do specifically that you don't think hurt her? Because he seemed like he was trying to hurt her.
Later on. Later on, I would say for sure. As things start to fizzle out, you can tell that he was, you know.
Anybody watching this, y'all got to watch it on YouTube. So click the watch on YouTube. That's where the live chat is. So I just saw somebody give me a comment on Patreon. The live chat happens in the YouTube. Click watch this on YouTube. You watch this on YouTube. It takes you to YouTube. The only way to get to the YouTube is through this Patreon portal. That's why y'all are here. But you come through the Patreon portal, watch on YouTube, and then you can become, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there you go. I just seen somebody just pop in. Anyway, and then that's how you get into the live chat.
But, yeah, the whole thing with Kanye, man, nothing surprises me with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
I'm not blown away. I'm not... saddened. I just
don't care.
It beyond that for me. Oh well, yeah, not caring, but beyond like not. I stopped caring so long ago because it was like he's just going to continue to tread down this path. You can have sympathy for him or the case where he be, but he don't. At the same time, it's like he can get help. He knows he needs help. Doesn't get help. Okay, we can blame mental illness, him being bipolar, or all these other things like that. Okay, you have the access to get all of it.
At this point.
You have access to get all of the help that you could possibly get. You're rich as fuck. You brag about it. You talk about it. You have all the access to do great things with all of the money and the resources that you do, and you don't do anything to help yourself.
I don't know. Whoever like, he's surrounding himself with, they're
he's
vultures.
Not. The thing is, I don't. And the thing is, like, even then, because he's had good people in his corners, he's burned bridges with them. That's what I'm saying. Every time there's something that goes on, look who gets burned, and it's everybody else. He's going at his own people that he's made artists with, you know, made music with or anything like that. Those are supposedly his friends. Like, they really had his best interest in mind. And people go back to Kanye because it's like, man, it's Kanye. They go back to him after they didn't already, he didn't say all this crazy stuff about him, and then they go back to him. And at the end of the day, there's been so many chances for Kanye has gotten the most second chances out of anybody I've seen in general. I can't believe that his music is, you know, still.
Stay Boosie, what up, though?
Like, grown and gotten bigger and all that kind of stuff like that. After all of the stuff that he's done, it's still, that doesn't matter to a lot of people. And he knows that.
Right.
And I feel like he's fully aware of the things that he says. He's fully capable of making his own decisions. When he goes into those moments where it seems like, oh, he's going on a rage, and then he disappears again, he comes back and it's the same thing. He hasn't gotten any better. And there's nobody there to hold him. Yeah. And there's nobody there to hold him accountable.
Yeah.
But he doesn't let anybody hold him accountable because he's Kanye West. What are you going to tell Kanye? He told y'all in 2007, his shit wasn't a joke. It's really how he lives.
Right.
And that only, and as things start to fall apart in his life, like his, now he's divorced. You know, he's like, oh, I can't see my kids as much. And he's going to all these rants and all this crazy stuff like that. As things start to fall apart for him, it's not going to make him wake up and be like, damn, you know what? I fucked up. It's only going to be like, I got to, he. It's like emboldening him to continue to go on the same trend because there's going to be people there that will be like, man, they going to have his back.
You think people are still fucking with him after this?
Yes.
Who's, who?
Oh, trust. Give Kanye like a couple months. If he drop out, I guarantee that motherfucker go number one. He was the biggest gospel artist this year. Does that make sense?
Did you see his gospel show?
His gospel music is lit, though.
I'm just saying in general, but that's a scary thing to think
but
about.
But he could be the top music. He could be the top producer artist in the world. Like he could. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So people still rocking with him, is what
right,
I'm saying.
But of course, because he's the best. But it's like he's the best in a way that's like it's starting to feel like synthetic. Like, why are you so good? And it's so crazy. And so
it's the just, people around him. It's not just Kanye by himself. I'll give Kanye credit where it's due because I was a big Kanye fan at one point too. But it's not just him.
Tory Holland, what up, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Every single time I look at him now, I watched that whole Alex Jones interview and I was really horrified. I didn't like him taking the Bible out. I didn't like his church show where he came in all white at the end and tried to make himself seem like some kind of Messiah. I think people who do that are really sneaky, narcissistic, messianic complexes. I think they can get real dangerous. And I think what I saw on Alex Jones, I hope it's the last I see.
But Kanye's been dangerous. That's the thing, you have such a big platform and such a big following. What you say is dangerous.
He's saying some nasty, nasty stuff.
Oh, he's saying some terrible shit and some you know, ahistorical shit, some shit that's not actually true, some shit that's just terrible. And people are going to go and take that to face value because they don't really want to care about fact-checking. Actually, people don't, Kanye say he don't read. Why the hell would I listen to him? But people do. People will say what he's saying because then the thing is, like, there's so many things that could kind of wane in his favor at this instance. Because what he's saying now is, like, there's a specific group of people that listen to what he says, believe what he says, and uphold that. That's what they believe in, right? And there's also another side of it being, like, you can't tell Kanye too much. You can't say too much about him because he is this and he's going against all of these things that's going on in this terrible music industry, and he's just out, he's not crazy, he's saying what he needs to say and all this other stuff like that. So then there's that side of that, and then there's other people that are like, well, he's a black artist and they're trying to blackball him and all this other stuff. He's just spiraling down, like, y'all don't see the plot. And it's like, all right, like, you know, there's so many defense mechanisms up for this dude, and it's like, come on, man.
He tried to, because Alex Jones asked him about the his mother being sacrificed, because he had said that in a clip that we talked about, that there are sacrifices. And it seemed that he didn't have any inside information. He repeated what he said, and he repeated stuff you can find online. So I think he's gotten down a rabbit hole of these conspiracy things. And we're all into conspiracies here. We entertain conspiracies. But he's not offering any information. Like, they went to a ritual and they did this, this, and that, which he would do if he was a billionaire and that were real. He would have access to it. But he was just repeating some stuff he read online. That probably this guy, Nick Fuentes, not like it's his fault, is saying to him too. He's obviously repeating what he's hearing from these Nazis.
But that makes me seem like he can't think for himself. At a certain point, like, dude is 40-something. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Right, he got it. There's going to be some accountability for
that shit like Boosie.
For what he's saying, you know. So that's that. I just want people to actually, you know, hold him accountable along with all the other terrible people that, you know, rub shoulders with him. That just needs to be a level of that. And it's not too much of that's going on. Like, people starting to blame him for shit now, but it had to, it's crazy that it got to this point. That it had to get to this point for people to be like, okay, he's tripping.
Yeah.
Like, it took all of that for y'all to be like, all right, hold on. This, hey, he tripping for real. And I was like, I ain't see that years ago.
Yeah, that nigga said, I am a Nazi. A lot of it was like high level ideas that you could like argue. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's but this shit is like, bro, you can't be a Nazi, bro. You're black. Like, chill out. Like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
It don't. And I saw somebody make it was like a joke, but kind of trying to make a point was that, all right, so the thing that he was saying initially, so a couple weeks, maybe even a month ago, he was saying that black people are the original Jews, right? Mm-hmm. Then if Hitler didn't like the Jews, then are you one of them? Then he wouldn't like you. So why are you sympathizing with... There's, that point doesn't make sense to me. And then the thing he was saying, he was like, for on a human level, like you want to have compassion for anybody regardless of the bad or the good things that they've done. Okay, whatever. But bringing up stuff like, yo, Hitler did this and did this and these Nazis made this. And it's like, that's not true. Because mm-hmm. people think that Nazis made Neumann microphones, which are highly regarded microphones, but that's not true. Hitler also did not make fucking highways and shit. That's not true.
He didn't invent those things.
No, he didn't. But that's the shit that people believe to make it seem like they did some good things too. And I was like, I don't understand how he can make those, you try to make those points to sympathize with those kind of people and saying that you're a Nazi when Nazis got their whole ideas from the Jim Crow South and racial segregation that was going on in America against people that look like you.
Yeah. And I think what people also, if anyone's giving any credit to the Nazis, they shouldn't, because Germany was like the superpower, the emerging power in the 19th century, the 1800s, and the Nazis destroyed Germany. What Hitler did destroyed Germany. Like, it used to be like the greatest physicists were coming out of Germany, the greatest technology was coming out of Germany, and then World War One and then World War Two hit. The Nazis absolutely took Germany down, and he would have killed all of his own people. Like, what Hitler did, the biggest crime he did, of course, to the Jews, don't get me wrong, of course, to the people he killed, the Jews, the gypsies, gays, people of color.
He killed the gypsies?
Yeah, he killed a lot of gypsies. Any,
bro, if you didn't, it literally was like the Aryan race, blue eyes, blonde hair. If you didn't have that, that was it for you. Like, no joke.
Yeah, he
It was bad.
Communist people who thought differently. But he took his people down. He destroyed Germany. He didn't build them up.
I can't believe he did that to the gypsies.
You just found out who gypsies were.
All right, but it's like...
You're right.
He got all four of them and just... Whatever, maybe it was eight. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it's a very bad understanding of history, what he said.
That ain't even history at all. That shit is cap. That's the fucked up part about it. It's just, as the year continues to unfold, I'm just watching people continue to say things that aren't true at all. And it's like, damn. And then there's more people that'll come behind them and be like, nah, like, but actually, this is the stuff they don't want you to know. And I'm just like, please read a fucking book. A legit one, not some shit that somebody made up in the past 10 years. Like, come on, like, legit, this stuff is documented. Mm-hmm. And then we got other problems that's going on, like AI art making up images that didn't fucking exist.
Right. It's crazy. I always read books from the front to the back and then in the middle.
I'm glad to.
For real. Because it's like, dog, we got to read more books, man. Like, pamphlets.
Pamphlets, not a book.
Shit.
I blame No Child Left Behind.
No Child Left Behind.
I blame No Child Left Behind. People don't read books. The education system just...
He's done miracles on me. That's what Kanye said. No Child Left Behind.
No Child Left Behind. Definitely did a number on them, on these folk. That's for sure.
You should have left some of these childs behind, huh?
It wouldn't have... Was it more like a... Why did he even do that in the first place? Like a pride thing or something? Like...
He wanted to revamp education, but then people started teaching to the test and stopped teaching a full course.
Yeah.
And some states got it much worse than others.
Definitely, yeah. Because I remember I had to do shit. Did I have a graduation test? I might have. And I think I might have been like one of the last years to do that shit. But they're kind of trying to get away from that, like teaching for a test or something like that. Because you don't really retain the information if you're just trying to pass.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. Hell no. That's why you got to really, real talk. Go in there and do your work. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, what else, man? You know, a nigga says cliche shit. Go in there, do your work. Sit down. Keep your head down. Stay under the radar. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody pull you off your square. Don't do drugs. You know what I'm saying? Don't skip class. All
right. This is the last thing. And it's a... We'll end on a...
Wait a minute. Wait. Rats about to the beat. What about them robots that's killing niggas in San Francisco?
Oh, the San Francisco drones.
Now, everybody was hitting me up. Like, what you think about this? Don't you understand this? They're killing people with the robot. I'm like, listen, I don't want robot cops. Like, that's the important jobs that we need people with real personalities to do. I don't need that. I don't need a cop that I can't talk to and appeal to. You know, I like cops to be like, sir, listen, let me explain. And then the cop listen, and maybe you can get off with a good lie. You tell that shit to robot, I'll be like, turn around. She'd be like, sir, I was just trying to.
So they voted to allow it. Mm-hmm. But they killed that Black Lives Matter guy in 2015 with a drone, remember? Mm-mm. They cornered him in Texas, the Dallas killer.
With a drone?
Yeah, they killed him with a drone.
Well, the drone had, they ran it into him. The drone got the propellers on it. It cut one of your ears off. Did it kill him?
Oh, yeah, it killed him.
What they do? Pumped him in the
oh,
head?
Oh, wait. It was like he was trying to shoot at a protest. Was that what it was?
Didn't he kill all those cops? Dallas police used a robot to kill a gunman.
I think I do remember this.
He killed those five cops because he was radicalized by Black Lives Matter. And then they negotiated with him, and then they sent in a robot. Robot.
What they negotiate? Because I know he thought, wait a minute, no, I already talked to the people.
It says, we saw no other option but to use our bomb robot and place a device on its extension for it to detonate where the suspect was. Other options would have exposed our officers to grave danger.
So they blew him up?
They blew him up.
Yeah. Damn.
I do remember this, actually.
They just wanted to use that goddamn robot. You know how people be wanting to use their new toy. What'd he say? Oh, go get the robot. Go get the robot, because he thinks it's a game. Go get the robot.
That's in Texas? So they allow that in Texas?
Of course, nigga. Texas is another country.
No, I'm just saying they allowed this in Texas.
Well,
right?
This was an emergency. He had killed five police officers.
What about them damn kids?
Bro, I was just in Texas, bro. Texas is something
now
else.
Now that I know they got that should kind of make me more mad about the other stuff they be letting slide.
Like what?
What do you mean?
Why didn't do that? If you're going to use a bomb on this nigga, why didn't use a bomb on the school shooter instead of standing outside?
Because the kids is in there, bro. The kids were sitting there. Jesus Christ, Amir. You can tell Amir ain't got no kids. Why didn't blow the whole school up? That way they could
I wasn't saying all of that. I'm just saying.
They can get the kids right out of there if they blow the whole school up.
They figured out a way. I'm just saying. There was a way.
In Texas,
I get it.
Though,
I get with the kids, but it was just like, just, at this
guns.
Time, he was letting more kids just...
They should let the parents go in there. A few parents.
A few parents went in there for sure. Yeah, them cops was gonna let whatever happen.
But let's see the San Francisco. They voted to allow the same thing.
That shit ain't gonna be no good.
In extraordinary circumstances. That's what they did in
Dallas. De-escalation tactics. I don't like the way that none of this sounds.
That's a really loose interpretation of the word.
And it passed 8-3.
8-3? That's...
In support of the policy, which will need to pass another vote by the board on December 6th.
Okay.
And then it got to get signed by the mayor. So there's two blocks there, I guess. Yeah, I'm not fucking with this.
I don't know about this. This could be a mess.
I
don't think we've done enough research or that we've really been thoughtful about this. Not at all. I don't think so either.
Well, you'd be surprised, man. It's going to happen. They're coming. And they said here's what the thing said. They said they're looking for niggas named Amir. They said that for sure. They said we looking for niggas named Amir with this robot. And they'd be like, Amir. And that's what they want to say. Come here, Amir. And I ain't saying it's you, but just be careful, man, because they is not bushing the way they said it. On the news, they was like, looking for Amir. So I was like, all right, well, let me tell Amir when I get to the podcast. So I forget.
They got a different Amir. Her name spelled too many different ways, though.
Hey, man. I'm not here to judge.
So if a robot screws up and kills an innocent person, you sue the city?
Hell no. You sue the batteries. Duracell. You sue the batteries. Absolutely. You seen the Energizer commercial? Come on, huh? It's never the rabbit fault. Anyway, so this is crazy. They also have a flesh-eating zombie disease that just got born in Antarctica, which is crazy. They found it in the ice because scientists is out here doing dumb shit instead of, you know, anything sweet.
They said that because of global warming, they want to start defrosting these so they can work on them, but it's also...
What? So they finally froze. Imagine we finally get COVID froze and contained, and then 80 years later,
That's pretty much what's happening. Like, certain things are frozen, and as it warms up, it's bringing things back.
Because the permafrost, they're saying, it's going to...
And perma must have meant that they thought it was permanent.
Mm-hmm. So it's 50,000 years old. So humans won't have an immunity to this.
Hell no.
And I'm telling what this shit could do.
I don't see nothing having an immunity to this. It's like, good luck.
Known as Pandora virus. Like Pandora's box, like you don't want to open it.
Mm-hmm.
Infects only single-celled organisms and only should single pose... people.
Oh, that's why it's called zombie?
Oh, because it was frozen forever?
I don't know.
It says it should pose no threat to humans. Because it right now it only infects single-cell organisms. Wait for them to start playing with that in a lab, though. Let's see what they can do with that.
So then why even tell us about it? They just be wanting to scare niggas.
Well, I mean, it's true that they found it.
They did find it.
I mean, but lead with that, though. That ain't going to affect us. It's just some bullshit.
This particular one, but if there's more frozen under there, they need to find them. Yeah,
you know they got some hoes under there froze, some little cave bitches. You know what I'm saying? There's some hoes in this ice. Not just hoes, but you know what I'm saying? You know, cave niggas too. You feel me?
Probably really strong.
Them niggas ain't gonna do shit.
They might be really strong.
Oh, God.
You're probably bigger than them, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he'd be bigger than them. Because hunter-gatherers, before agriculture, the hunter-gatherers were actually
little
stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they might maybe strong for their size. I'm saying, like, as far as, like, height-wise and shit, we're definitely taller than people back then.
The Viking ones?
Just in general.
Yeah, hunt.
Lord Farquaad.
Where did I put that meme?
Imagine somebody like fucking King Tut see a Kevin Durant. I'm going to lose his mind.
He probably just be act cool about it, though.
Tall like, as hell.
He wouldn't want, you know what I'm saying, to be embarrassed about it. But yeah, I can see that, though.
This is a really funny meme about... kind of how our species took a hit when we went to farming.
I would take a hit, like, on our strength.
Yeah, because you're not hunting. You're not as smart either because you're not going out there and having to trick an animal and catch it.
I mean, you ain't smart because you don't want to be a liar. Jeez.
I mean, the hunting definitely is dangerous. That's probably why.
I mean, the strongest survive.
And that motherfucker kill your ass too. Well, it depends on what you're going up against. Animals just naturally just be some killers like that. That nigga has some stones and shit. That shit only gonna do so much to certain animals. Or you get outnumbered. You easily get outnumbered, you gonna lose.
Yeah, well, the a lot of the trick is...
That's how beavers get you. Be 4 or 5 of them.
Beavers? What? Anyway, so it took us a while to make up for the fall that we took from farming. And then we also got diseases when we started farming because we were living in the same close quarter with animals and not moving much anymore. So we got a lot of diseases.
Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to, they say you're not supposed to never smell an animal's fart.
Who says that?
Just look it up.
I can't believe I'm looking this up.
Right. Except Maya's Google search be shot after filming.
Very clear the history.
I'm just joking, man. Nobody said
that. Nobody said that. I just looked it up.
I know you'd be like, oh my God, I have 4 cats. I smell their farts all the time.
Cats don't fart. My cat farted once.
Dogs do, though. God damn.
Yeah, dogs let that hoe go. Like it ain't no problem.
Okay, so to end on a good note. Rats bop to the beat.
What are these rats doing?
Shows that rats have the ability, like humans, to move to the beat.
Show me before I get pissed.
I don't know if I have a video. So he's bopping to the beat.
Man. What is on them?
Right. Is Christmas lights. Man, get that damn robotic mouse out of here. He like, man, get me out of here, man. These motherfuckers got me listening to all this damn Bon Jovi.
Do they like track that with his nose to see the movement and if it's on beat?
Is there actually anything on them though? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what this is.
Oh no, no, no. I don't think anything on
visual.
Them.
Oh, this is just a visual indication or something like that.
I can unmute this, but then it's gonna come through what we're saying. Cause you know what?
Nah, we ain't got to. We ain't got to.
I can take down my YouTube link.
Can you mute that video?
Yeah, all right, here we go. They're gonna try to hit us with the copyright.
I don't know if he's really doing it right now.
I don't think it would be to this music.
Hell no, this music.
You can't nod your head to no classical music.
These ain't no hood rats, I tell you that.
He was doing it over here.
The thing is, this kind of music that they're playing right now, you could barely hear. But this makes more sense than classical music. Who nods their head to classical music like that? Because it doesn't follow a specific like meter rhythm like that. This has like a pattern. There's a pattern there for that to understand. Like, okay, if I need to nod my head and I do it on these things, whatever.
Exactly.
But I'm not seeing enough for me to be like, yeah, I'm convinced.
Same shit I said. Okay, I ain't gonna hold you. Something ain't right with it. You know, I ain't want to be the one being the bearing the bear bad news. You know, the news get bad. Niggas bring bad news, but that wasn't it.
Yeah, I don't know. But they say they're bopping a little bit.
They ain't get a little bit. But that's just how rats move. When rats stand up on their feet, they move their head a little bit.
I thought the niggas finna stand up and be like, bop, da, bop, 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 ba-doom, bop. That's what I thought. I'm like, dang, he about to be sweet as hell the way she bring the video up, but he was just mad regular.
I just thought that was interesting. I don't put it past the rat to be able to bop to the beat.
Man. I see right now. Your Explorer page got you on some animal. A damn rat was not bopping to no damn music. He was sniffing around. They was moving the food. He was like, oh my God, look at this nigga though. Cap keep coming. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah. I think that rats, they're sentient, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can feel, right? And they know better, don't they? They just do shit anyway because they're fucking bad, right?
I don't know if they know better. I mean,
oh no, they definitely know better. They don't know our rules, but they know what the fuck they be doing. They know when it's a trap. You know what I'm saying? They be knowing. They be like, you ever had some rats? Oh man, you never heard no rat like argument like they get into it. Yeah, it was back when I was a kid.
I've always had cats. They will, the second a rat or a mouse comes near the house, they will eat that thing.
The fuck out of here, them cats ain't gonna do shit.
My cat will bring me a dead rat.
Yeah, your cat ain't gonna bring you no dead rat. I got a Mancoon cat. And my cat, like, first of all, with like the way the Mancoons are, they're very big. You can pull it up and look at it. Look up a Mancoon cat. They're very big. I have two Mancoon cats, and I have a servo, and I have a bobcat, and I have a leopard. And yeah, these are Mancoons right here. Look how big that is. Yeah, and they bring me dead bodies, lizards, squirrels, other dogs, you know what I'm saying? All of that. So, you know, that's how big my Mancoon is right there. Two of them, well, that was a little smaller than mine. But they're big, though. And they are spoiled. You understand me? I got one named Arnold. He got an eye missing. And I got another one. We his name Rottweiler, cause he got his tail bit off. So we called him Rottweiler. He cool, man. He is a fool. So nah, I don't have no cats. But if I did get a cat, I'd get a Mancoon though for sure. How much they cost?
Probably like $2,000 for a kitten.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
You can get a mixed one though. Get a mixed one.
No, I don't know. Mixed one, $2,000 ain't. Hey, I pay $2,000 for some quality shit like that, and I'm walking that nigga. Can you wrestle with them and punch them?
Oh, they're fun. They're like dogs.
Yeah, see? That's how they look when they're a baby?
Yeah, they're very cute. Very cute.
They look too scraggly.
But the thing is, if you get them, if they're too purebred, just like dogs, you know, they can be less healthy, so.
I don't give a fuck. We'll get another one. That's why you have puppies. Or kittens. Look at it on the leash. The people are like, what happened to your cat? It died. It was too purebred. Damn, that bitch was sweet. That's all they're going to say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to go. That nigga had a good life. Snacks, jerky and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, what else you was going to do? You was going to be that healthy regardless because you a purebred. So I'd rather take you in, last little 6 years of your life, have a dog-ass life. You know what I'm saying? And smoke some weed with me. Weed in the air, catnip for you. You know what I'm saying? And then let's just, you know, it's like, fuck it. Looking like Garfield. That's why I'm going to name it Garfield.
If you get this one, which one? Was that
the orange
one
that was on the couch? Or the one he was carrying right there? Heathcliff. She must be a little-ass woman. She might be like a dwarf holding that cat. And it's like, dude, look at that cat. And she little as hell. She walk in here like, well, guys, Maine Coons are basically a domesticated big cat. That's how they talk when they little. They do a lot of shoulder. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, man. I'm probably get one of these, though. I got to talk to my wife, see if she'll let me have a cat. They be tripping. Like, we don't want no cat. Cats kill. You know what they say about cats.
What
they
say?
Yeah. Cat'll bite your dick off. You getting out the shower. I'm telling you.
Cat's not gonna bite your dick off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. At least the side of it. Chunking to the side of it. Trying to get him off. Ah! You run around, cat hand off your dick. Ah! Everybody trying to help you. Now the kids is involved. Now you gotta explain to them about dicks. It's like, duh, you don't never got time for that. So we really got to reconsider whether or not we want to get a cat or not. We really thinking about it and just get robes for the shower. You know what I'm saying? Just get a cat, get a robe. We're going to see, man. I'll let you know.
Okay.
And if I have Maine Coon puppies, I might, you know, you said $2,000 is what you probably pay for yours. I'll probably have them for like $1,850.
Oh, I didn't pay that. Mine are mixed. I did not get pure.
Of course yours are mixed. But if you want to step your game up and get you a pure Maine Coon, you let me know. I probably charge you like $1,975. You know what I'm saying? And we just go from there. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Good ass deal. Keep it in the family. You know what I'm saying? I probably have orange ones and I'm going to have some black ones. So just let me know. You know what I'm saying? Whatever color you want because, you know, that's how I'm going to have them. So, you know, yeah. Anyway, we don't talk about shit. We just talk about some, you know what I'm saying? Some little shit real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that, man. Like, y'all want to hang with us or not? Do I got to talk about something every week to be your friend? Because I don't want to be your friend. That's all I do. I got to talk about something very, very, very peculiar all the time. Anyway, are we on the screen or is the Maine Coon on the screen?
You're on screen. It's probably black, though. The stream is.
Oh, yeah, it's black. You're right.
The whole thing flashed again and I can't get it back up.
Oh, Tony, that's probably why Tony's calling me.
Yeah, don't worry about it. The recording is fine. The stream is not.
Okay.
Got you. Like, all right, y'all. Well, we out of here. This is the CP Podcast. We're having difficulties that are technical, but that don't matter. We was pretty much done anyway, man. Yeah, man. I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.